her pages. She doesn't open up to anyone. There's a story she intends to tell, a way she wants to be remembered. Once, I wrote on her pages. There was a certain time, moment, feel, a style that worked. I filled each page. I wrote carefully. She watched carefully. I tried diligently to pacify her. All I wanted to do was create a love story. At first, it was easy. Then, it got harder. I didn't even want to look at her pages. I feigned writer's block. I didn't want to write about what hurt. Those times of drunken spats, of jealousy, of presumption, of fear. Our relationship crumbled over nothing. I would get so mad at her. She in turn was just as caustic. But after times of retaliation and disgust, we'd turn her pages, completely blank, white. We'd come together. We wouldn't say anything. We realized how foolish we were, how it didn't matter, how it happened in the last chapter. I shouldn't, but can't help remembering. It is always the small things I miss the most. The midnight hair, the gap in between the top middle teeth, the dot under the right eye, the chunky button nose, the curve along her back. Those were hers. I'm sure there were things about me that must be noted in her pages. I never was able to read those. I'll never get the chance. Our days were numbered, pages thinned until the last one came, when the story had to end. It was so good. I was selfish. Maybe I still am. I wanted to know more. I wanted to write more. I wanted to read more. I wanted her more. But she didn't. She didn't want me anymore. So I wrote. I couldn't procrastinate any longer. It took me longer to write the end than any word before it. After I finished, she took her pages. I needn't write on them ever again. Sometimes I try to remember, senselessly trying to figure out what part I might have changed to make it work. I could rattle my mind around it forever, I suppose. Perhaps I should find someone new. Any guy is lucky to write in her pages. They just don't know how much until they notice the pages thinning when it's almost time to write the end.